Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you say your name and your title?
Hi, my name is Ellen Reed. I'm a composer, and I'm so glad to be on the show.
Thank you. And we're talking Soundwalk, which is coming to Wolf Trap on Tuesday, April 6th. Explain what Soundwalk is. I mean, it's a really cool idea, especially something, you know, to do during the pandemic.
Thank you. Soundwalk is a GPS-enabled work of public art. It's a sound art project. So basically how it works is there's a free app. You download it onto your phone. You put on your headphones and you go to Wolf Trap. And as you walk around the grounds, the sounds of Soundwalk change as you are moving through the park, and it should illuminate the landscape around you. So say, for example, that you're going over one of those bridges with a stream going underneath. You know, as you approach the bridge, you might hear more tension. And then as you're standing over the stream, the sound of the running stream and the soundscape kind of blend together into this more chaotic excitement. And then as you move into the woods, the sound gets warmer and kind of holds you the way that trees and wooded landscapes do.
It's a really cool concept. And to your point, that's one of the cool things about Wolf Trap. It's not only is it a music venue, but it's also a national park, federally funded and protected Wolf Trap National Park. So you get all these great nature trails and stuff to walk around. That's perfect for this exhibit. How did you get, in contact with Wolf Trap? Because I know you're based in LA, but you've done this exhibit in other cities first, right?
Yeah. So Wolf Trap was one of the original co-commissioners. So they took a big leap of faith. One of our producers has done a lot of work one of our producers has done a lot of work with Wolf Trap and brought them into the conversation. And everybody at Wolf Trap was really excited and got on board really quickly. And we've done sound walks already in Central Park in New York City, in Griffith Park in Los Angeles, at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And we've been looking forward to doing this Wolf Trap one since the fall.
Awesome. So how does it work from a creative side? So obviously you're a Pulitzer Prize winning composer yourself, but how do you have to recompose based on the configuration, the layout and the terrain of each different place? Or can you like take some of your existing, let's say if it's like a water theme, you can kind of, plop that into the order depending on, the walking path? Or I get, that's my question. Like, is there an actual path that listeners have to follow in order to match up with the music?
No. So it's completely free. As long as you're within the areas that have sound programmed on them, the whole point is that you take your own path and that becomes the composition. So in a way, I'm collaborating with all the listeners because their pace, the paths that they choose, all those things impact the sonic landscape around them.
That's really, really cool. So it's, they have headphones on, and when their GPS in their phone will alert, it's like a sensor almost that will trigger that sound at that spot.
Yeah. And oftentimes it's more than one sound. So the way that they overlay with each other creates kind of a dialogue between these sounds, and that even if you do the same path more than once, it's not going to be exactly the same because you're moving at a different pace. And so the way that the sounds interact with each other is going to be different.
Cool. Well, give me an idea of what some of those sounds might be. I have a list of Wolf Trap sent me a SoundCloud list, and it says water theme, Frederick Douglass entrance, the ramble, ball field expanse, Charlie Turner trail, Mulholland trail, steep burning ascent. Are those the sounds that are going to be at Wolf Trap, or are those SoundCloud things from another location?
So the first list that you listed is from Central Park, and the second list was from Griffith Park. And so there are all of these cells of sound that can work with each other in this wide variety of ways. And so what I'm doing is I'm pulling the cells and kind of creating the soundscapes that feel right for the different landscapes. So you can imagine, Central Park is a crafted architectural gem in the middle of a city. And Griffith Park in LA is this really wild, massive, more natural park. And so that the same sound worlds don't quite work in those places. And the same thing with Wolf Trap, you know, it goes between the venue and then into these like nature trails in a way that's really unique. And so what I'm going to do is take the cells and kind of form sound worlds that make sense for that landscape.
Cool. Give us a sampling of what some of those are. You know, like say we walk past water, what kind of things we're going to hear? Let's say, you know, the chirping of birds. Like I'm trying to I'll be able to play some of them on the radio. But also, if you could try to paint a picture with your words here of what types of things we might hear.
Yeah. So the music of Soundwalk moves between kind of a chamber ensemble into synth, that synthesizers into jazz, and it kind of blends all of these things as you move through the area. One thing that I love about Wolf Trap is the streams. And I'm imagining that as you get closer to the streams, that tremolo strings will come in, which is when you bow really quickly on the stream, or sorry, on the string of the instrument to get like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of effect. And that will crescendo and grow as you get closer to the stream. And then as you move past the stream, it will die down because, you know, I grew up in East Tennessee. I'm familiar with the landscape like Wolf Trap, and the sound of the stream is something that's so beautiful that I want to kind of echo that with the music.
So wait, where in East Tennessee? Because my wife and I did, we sort of honeymooned throughout the Smokies.
Oh, nice. I grew up in Oak Ridge, which is outside of Knoxville.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So same general area. Cool.
Yeah, same general area.
Awesome.
So beautiful over there.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, both sides, both the Tennessee side, and then over on, you know, if you head over the
North Carolina side, yeah,
and stuff. It's really, really nice down there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. So then I can totally see how you sort of inspired, you know, the whole nature thing. That makes total sense now. What made you sit down and compose this? Like, when was it? I assume it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. So I had the idea a few years ago. I'm an avid jogger, and I think probably like most joggers, I feel really connected to the routes that I jog, and I watch them change as the seasons change. I jog on days when I'm really happy and on days when, you know, everything feels crappy, you know, I experience the same path in all of these different forms. And I was jogging in a trail in Prospect Park in Brooklyn that I know really well. And I just felt this deep connection to the trail. And I was thinking about how all of these different people felt the same connection to the same trail, and not just at this moment, but throughout time, and how parks hold this myriad of experience and this rich way that can happen in urban spaces and spaces like Wolf Trap, where, you know, millions of people come and have meaningful experiences there. So I wanted to create a soundscape that could hold the space for all of those experiences. And so I started exploring the possibility, and we were planning on doing something like Soundwalk in a few years with totally different partners. And then when the pandemic hit, you know, we decided that it would be a good idea to kind of push forward with Soundwalk and make it happen, because it's something that could happen with all the social distancing guidelines and everything that we were experiencing. It was a piece of art that we could experience in its full expression right now, which is hard to do, you know? So we moved forward with Soundwalk, and people like Wolf Trap came on board and were really supportive. And so we were able to really rush it and push it out quickly. And, you know, I threw all my time into it, and I'm really happy with the way that it's going and with the responses we're getting from listeners.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little more about yourself. You know, you said you grew up in like the East Tennessee area. How did you actually get into music and composing in general?
Yeah, I mean, East Tennessee is a super musical place. So I grew up singing in church choir. I played percussion and band. I sang in show choir as a kid. I was really immersed in a lot of different types of music, but I didn't see anyone who was a professional composer or anything like that. And then I went to undergrad at Columbia in New York City and kind of got exposed to this whole other world of sound and music in a way that New York can only do. And I decided after being in college for about a year that I really wanted to be a composer. So, and I started writing music around that time. And I mean, it was a difficult decision on some level, but it felt really right. And as soon as I decided to really put my energy into it, all of these, interesting things started happening in my life, and I just kind of followed them until I got here.
Awesome. Well, reminder listeners, what did you win the Pulitzer for?
I won the Pulitzer Prize for an opera called Prism. The libretto is by Roxy Perkins, and we premiered it at Los Angeles Opera with Beth Morrison Projects.
Awesome. But I'm sure most creatives, it's all always about what the next thing is, not resting on your laurels. And that we got Soundwalk now. What should our before we run in closing, what should our listeners know before they head out there? I just assume they download a free app. Is there a ticket price involved, or they just download the app and
Zero.
walk around?
No. I mean, you have to have a smartphone. So, that is the point of entry right now. Download the app, then there'll be another button to download specifically the Wolf Trap sounds. Make sure you do both of those things, then go to Wolf Trap, start the app, put in your headphones and explore. I think it's a much more compelling to do it solo than as a group, because there's something when it's just you and it sounds that you can take your time and you can explore yourself, where if you're with a group of people, there's a little bit less personal choice, which I think is part of the project that's important.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds like a really cool concept. Again, everyone,
Thank you,
it's called
Jason.
Soundwalk, and it's going to be coming to Wolf Trap on Tuesday, April 6th. Do you know how long it's going to run? Like, how long does the installation last?
It's up for a few months. I don't exactly know the end date, but
Well, all
we
right.
can
Well, we'll just say
find that out.
starting April. We'll say starting April 6th, and we'll just
Let's
leave
say
it.
starting April 6th.
Yeah, we leave it open-ended. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I'll get the piece up, and hopefully our listeners go check it out.
Thank you. All right. Take
All right,
care.
thanks.